Welcome to Open the Bible Daily. Today, Pastor Colin's reflection is, Your resurrection body will be imperishable and glorious. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52 reads, We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. The transformation of the body you have now into the body you will be instantaneous. What do we know about this new resurrection body? There will be continuity, but also changes. Your body will be imperishable. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is imperishable. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 42. Lazarus was raised from the dead, John chapter 11. But the body he came back in was the same body, not a resurrection body, which meant that at some point he would have to go through the whole miserable business of dying again. But Jesus rose in the power of an endless life, Hebrews chapter 7, verse 16. And he's never going to go through death again. And neither will you in the resurrection. Your resurrection body, like his, will be a body that will never die. Your body will be glorious. It is sown in dishonour, it is raised in glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 43. Think about the face of Moses when he came down the mountain after he'd been in the presence of God. His face was shining, Exodus chapter 34, verse 35. Why? Because he had been in the presence of the Lord of glory. Now think about the transfiguration of Jesus. See Mark chapter 9, verses 2 to 8. He went up the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and their faith was strengthened with a preview of the future glory of Jesus. There will be a brightness, a radiance, and a glory, not only around you, but in you in the resurrection body. Meditate on the glory of the resurrected Jesus and how you will share in his resurrection.